Joining us on the phone, he is Tommy Crocker, a Belvedere native. Tommy just got done attending the Harry Wendelstadt umpiring school, and he's looking forward to the summer of umpiring in the North Woods League as well, and has some high aspirations. So Paul knew about Tommy and kind of let me know about him. So let's get him on the show. So how are you doing this morning, Tommy?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Doing really well. Talk a little bit about the Wendelstadt school. Explain what it is, what you do, and how long you were there.
I was there for about a month. It's 4.5 weeks long. And we just every day, 6 days a week, we go over the rules for about 2.5 hours, rules and interpretations. And the rest of the day is just on the field doing mechanics and practicing situations and all sorts of kind of stuff. So,
do you do actual games, or are there even like a makeshift games that you can call, or?
They do, so they do these things called control games where we will do all the fielding and stuff, and the instructors will actually hit the ball and create, like, certain situations happening. And then later in the month, we do, like, live innings where we will actually pitch, we'll hit the ball, and we'll just do, like, a actual live game and umpire that, so...
How many people are involved? How many prospective umpires are down at these schools?
There was about 90 of us this year, which is the lowest they've ever had, actually.
Is that concerning, if it's the lowest? I mean, is that a sign? We've heard stories about referees, especially up around here, the lack of officials, people want to referee basketball games, things like that. Is that the same deal with umpiring?
Yeah, there's definitely been a shortage of umpires all around the United States because, like, parents and people just keep getting out of hand, and guys can't handle it. So,
yeah.
Geez, I don't know where that comes from, Tommy.
Have you ever umpired a game that Paul's been at? Because you kind of get a sense of what that's all about, right?
Yeah, I have not. So,
no, I would never do that to Tommy. I like Tommy too much. Hey, Tommy, talk about kind of your start though, because you've umped for a long time here locally. How'd you get started, and you know what was your initial interest in why you wanted to become an umpire?
I just got started here in Belvedere at BYB. I umpired there for about 3 years, and then last year I got with an organization out of Chicago. Called the Fox Valley Blues, and they just assigned umpires for tournaments and high school games all around the Chicagoland area and Rockford area. So that's what I was doing last year. But yeah, no, I've always loved the game of baseball, and I was never very good at it, but I wanted to stay in the game, so I thought umpiring was the way to go.
Well, and again, I know Tommy pretty well, Randy, and Tommy, I think you have the right temperament and the right disposition to be an umpire too. I mean, and you can tell us better than we can, but I mean, you can't get emotional. I mean, you know, there's highs and there's lows to being an umpire. There's criticism, and you have to take all that in stride, don't you?
Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure. Coaches will try to get in your head all the time, and yeah, it's tough sometimes, but it's a lot of fun.
Is there any secret to how to keep your cool and keep steady when, because you're right, you're going to get coaches in your ear, they're going to try to influence you, you're going to get, depending on what level you're at, parents in your ear and things like that. How do you stay cool? Is there something that you do that helps you kind of block it all out?
Not really. I mean, you just got to stay in there and ignore them if you have to, or just, yeah, I don't really have anything that I do.
You know, what I find amazing, too, is that parents are ruthless, even with young umpires. I mean, you know, you would think it would be, Randy, kind of hands-off if it's
yeah.
a younger umpire.
Yeah.
They don't care.
No.
I mean, they don't care. You know, they just see the guy behind the mask, and they're going to yell at you no matter what.
Right.
I mean, that's the case yeah. sometimes, isn't it, Tommy?
Yeah, there was some guys I was at umpire school with this year that were in the Northwoods League last year and that were pretty young, and they said, they had some pretty ruthless stories just from fans yelling things at you, and yeah, it's tough.
So now you're 20 years old, right?
I'll be 20 in May.
Okay, so 19. And how old were you start umpiring at? What? And you said the BYB. I'm not familiar with that. Is that how? What young level is that?
BYB is Belvedere Youth Baseball. It's just the ages I was doing was like 12 and 13 year
okay.
olds. But yeah, it was just Little League.
And how old were you when you started that all?
I was 15 when I started.
Okay, so you've been doing it for about 4 years or so. The million-dollar question then is, and you already we've talked about this, and it's not a hidden secret to talk about the grief and all that stuff. Why? Why would you want to get involved in umpiring? I know you said you want to keep your hand in the game of baseball, which I get that, but there's probably other ways to do that without getting verbally abused on a daily basis. So why umpiring?
Yeah, I don't know. I just like the game. It's fun to be out there. I mean, all I can really say is I just like the game.
Hey, talk about the Wendelstedt experience. I imagine there were major league umpires, minor league umpires. Talk about some of the people you met and some of the connections that you made.
Yeah, so most of the head instructors were minor league umpires. There was about 20 instructors total, anywhere from umpires in single A all the way up to triple A, and then there was a few what you call call up umpires. So they're triple A umpires, and whenever the major league guys get sick or go on vacation, then these guys will go up and ump in the major leagues. And then they had about two or three full time major league umpires. I think with the three major league umpires they had over 100 years of experience combined in the major leagues. So that was pretty cool meeting them. So
were you able to kind of pick their brain? I mean, away from the camp, if you guys went to dinner or hung out at night or anything like that. I mean, were you able to kind of, you know, share stories and get experiences from them?
Oh yeah, we had a night towards the end where we did a Q&A with the major league umpires, and we could ask them anything. They were sharing all sorts of their ejection stories and the and things like that. So that was pretty fun.
Also, I mean, it's a mixed bag at these camps, isn't it, Tommy? I mean, you're probably one of the youngest ones, but my understanding is that there are older guys there too that are maybe wanting to be umpires at a later age.
Yeah, there was quite a few of old guys. I think the youngest we had was 18. You have to be 18 to go, and the oldest guy we had there was 74 years old. So
74?
Yeah, they just go there just to try to get better and come back and
so they're like kind
be
of
the best they can be for high school games.
They're honing their skills, more or less. They're not looking to climb the ladder by that point, I would doubt.
Yeah, the majority of guys are there to get into professional baseball, but there are some older guys that are there just to get better and go back and do good at their high school games.
I know some high school referees who should attend that camp as well. I got a list.
They're probably 75, too.
Right. They act like it.
Probably the most fun part about umpiring, I would guess, is the strike three call. And as you're strike calling, your strike three call, is that something you practice and work on? Do they talk about that there? Because you got a lot of guys that's when they get real animated. You kind of know an umpire at the major league level by his strike call.
Oh, yeah. That's a way we can show our personality a little bit. And they teach us some good strike three calls. They show us some good strike three calls, so we do work on that.
Do you have one? Have you got yours kind of down? Are you working on still or perfecting it?
I have mine down pretty good.
All right.
Hey, Tommy, what did you walk away from that umpiring school? I mean, feeling like you have to work on now as an umpire to get better.
They just told me that I need some experience. I need some. I need some experience in the Northwoods League, so that's why they sent me to the Northwoods League, to get experience and come back next year to be the best umpire I could be. So.
So I mean, because you did go to like a Northwoods camp after the Wendelstedt one, correct?
Yeah, after Wendelstedt, when they placed me in the Northwoods League, they sent me to a camp for more training, because in professional baseball you do two-man umpiring all the way up until double A. So at Wendelstedt, they teach you the two-man system, and in the Northwoods League, it's three-man system. So they had to send you away for a week of training and learning the three-man umpire system. So
when you go to these, first of all, like with the Wendelstedt, do you have to like qualify, or can just anybody go if they can pay the fee, or how does that work? And I guess then when do they determine, yeah, you can go to Northwoods League, or this guy can go to maybe Rookie League. I don't know what all's out there at that level, but how do they determine where you go from there? I mean, you could walk in, if it's a matter of just paying, you can walk in there and be awful. That doesn't mean you're going to magically be an umpire.
Oh, yeah, you can, anybody can go.
Okay.
And, yeah, you can go, and they take about They take about 20 guys every year, 20 of the best guys in the class, send them to professional baseball at the end of school.
And so, like, how did you then get the Northwoods gig?
So I wasn't one of the top 20 to make it into professional baseball. So they sent the rest of – they sent the next, like, 22 or so. I think there's 22 of us.
Mm-hmm.
They sent the next 22 of us to the Northwoods League. And then everybody else just goes home and works in their local association.
So now you're going to be in Northwoods this summer. I mean, what's your schedule going to be like? How will that work? Do you know yet?
We will work – we'll work 72 games in 74 days.
Wow.
So yeah, there's only 2 days off in the 2.5 months of the season.
How much travel?
But it's a true minor league life. There's 22 teams in 7 different states and 2 countries, Canada being the other country.
Mm-hmm.
So you're traveling all over these 7 states, going from city to city, doing these games.
Will they make you run around, or will they kind of keep you with the rivets and close to home, or do they not care about that? They put you where you need to go?
They put us where we need to go. We'll go to every stadium at least once.
Okay.
So.
Wow, that's awesome, though. I mean, what a great experience. And I imagine you're looking forward to, you know, seeing other cities, too, probably, that you haven't seen before.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun.
Will you be in groups then? The two other umps will be the same group that travels together, or will they mix and match you at different venues?
Nope, we'll be with the same crew the entire season, and we'll travel with the crew, and we'll do everything with our crew.
That's probably our last question here, but what is your ability? Your goal, I assume, is to get to the majors, am I right?
Yeah, the ultimate goal is to get to the major leagues. The kind of a short-term goal is to make it into professional baseball next year.
Okay.
So
kind of give me your personal clock, your personal timeline as to where you want to be in 1 year, in 5 years, 10 years, kind of, what is that? And also, how realistic is that? Because I know as you get higher, there are fewer jobs available. And at the major league level, there's not a whole lot of turnover.
Yeah, we actually had a major league supervisor come in and talk to us this year. And he said that they're going to have more guys retiring out of the major league than ever within the next 15 to 20 years. You know, kind of a timeline for me was, they say the average time for an umpire to make it through the system in the minor leagues and to get to the major leagues is about 7 to 10 years. So I would hope to be there in about 10 years. That's my goal.
That would be awesome. And you'd get me good White Sox tickets, right, Tommy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Hey, and that's our last question I wanted to ask you real quick before we let you go, and we appreciate your time. We were talking all morning about the White Sox not getting Manny Machado, and as I was telling Jordan and Randy here, you're a huge White Sox fan. What are your thoughts about that? Are you disappointed that he went to the Padres?
After seeing how much they paid him, not really.
Yeah.
No.
I'm glad we didn't give someone that much money to come play for us, so.
Hey, when he's
I'm not too disappointed.
When he's at the tail end of that contract and you're in the major leagues, I would just kick him out, like during the national anthem of a game that you're working.
Yeah,
just kick him out.
Yeah, I'll remember that.
Okay. Well, I'll text you. I'll remind you.
Okay.
All right. Well, he's Tommy Crocker from Belvedere. Just like we said, he finished a stint with the Harry Wendelstedt Umpiring School. He's going to be in the Northwoods League, so we'll be able to chance to see him every once in a while during the course of the summer. If you go to Rockford Rivets game, hopefully we'll see him out in the field. Tommy, thank you so much. We really appreciate talking to you, and best of luck.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Tommy.